I know that the Lord has a special thing for every one of the letters that we're going to be looking at and the word trust for our tithes and offerings, but there is something powerful on this R word. I believe that if you will grab hold of this word in your life, it's going to change your life, just like we're going to see how it changed the life of one woman. Therefore, say it with me, therefore, do not worry, but rather trust. And last week we learned about the first letter being T, and that has to do with being a tither, trusting the Lord with your finances. And that's a super big key. But the next one that I feel like the Lord wants us to know is in part of the trusting process is revelation. When something finally hits home and the light comes on and you go, oh, wow, wow. It's a revelation. And when you get that revelation, it is something nobody, say nobody, say nothing. Nothing and nobody can take away from you when the Lord puts his word deep in your heart. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 17. Okay, thank you. 1 Kings chapter 17. And this is a familiar story, but I wanted to read it to you really quickly. And it's about Elijah. And it says, sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain, because Elijah had spoken to the weather and he had said there was not going to be any more rain because King Ahab was being disobedient and was fighting against God, and so he shut the rain off through his prophet Elijah. So there's no rain. And there'd been a brook, and that's where Elijah had been getting his food and water from. That was his source. So the brook dries up because there had been no rain in the land. Then verse 8, then the word of the Lord came to him. Somebody say, word of the Lord. Word of the Lord came to him. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. I'm going to say that again. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. Now, in the natural, nothing makes sense with that sentence. So he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little jar or a little water in a jar so that I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, does it say she questioned? Does it say she hesitated? No, it says she just turned around and went to go get it. He called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread. I only have a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take them home and to make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. So what is she doing? She's tithing. She's taking of what she has left and she's giving a small percentage to the man of God. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Here comes another word. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. And then it says she sat there and argued with him. She sat there and contemplated the reality of, is this even possible? She sat there and doubted and worried that what he said was true. Did it say any of those things? No. It says she does the same exact thing she did the first time. It says she went away. She did an action. She followed the word. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. Now listen to this. So there was food every day. Not just one day, not just 2 days, not just 3 days. Every day for Elijah, for the woman. Now listen to this. Who did the woman say she was going home to make her dinner for? Her and her what? Son. Singular, right? But all of a sudden, something happens here. She would have food every day for Elijah, for the woman, and her family. Family is plural. And when I looked this up, it meant it would have been her and her son, and then she would have been able to give things away to family in need. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. We see several things in the story here. The first one is we see a woman. We don't know her background. All we know is that she doesn't have a husband, that she's has some understanding of the Lord because she realized and recognized the man of God. Now, in those days, I don't know all the specifics, but I know Elijah's cloak or mantle was so valued that when he died, Elisha, who was kind of his sidekick and the next prophet, wanted that mantle. So there must have been some recognition on the outside that he was a man of God. So she had some understanding of the Lord in being in Israel at that time. She knew who he was, right? And it says that she had understanding and she recognized his authority. Then we see a mom doing the best she can, doing all that she can, going out to gather wood to make a last meal. She has no idea where the meals are coming from for tomorrow, but she is in faith going to make her meal for today. Then we see a widow who gets a revelation. She gets a word from the Lord through the prophet that basically says, honey, don't you worry, God's got this. And then we see she becomes a daughter of the Most High, and she is literally being fed daily by her Heavenly Father. He is providing for her everyday needs. Every single day, he is providing for her. And then we see something radical. We started with a woman, we don't really know her background, and then a mom preparing her last meal, and then we skip ahead and we go to this, and we see her as a distributor of the blessing. A distributor of the blessing. How did we get from one to the other? Because of a revelation. But here's something I never saw before. I want you to go back to verse 8. And it says, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. And he said, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. Listen to this. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. He had already directed her. What does that mean? Every day in faith, as her jars got lower and lower and lower, she had heard from the Lord somewhere along the line that a man of God is coming, and when he comes, you provide for him. I can't imagine what it must have been like watching the flour go down and down and down. The cupboard's getting more and more bare and more empty, and not knowing, when is he coming? And then he arrives the day she has absolutely nothing left except one meal. But you know what? When God gives you a word, we're going to learn about this more today. When God gives you a word, you can take that word to the bank. He will be faithful. And God didn't just supply her need and her son's need. He supplied so much that it took care of the man of God, and she was so blessed she could take care of other family. This is a widow, someone that the family was supposed to be taking care of. But when you get a revelation from God, guess what? It blows the doors off of the expectations of the world. It blows the doors off of what society says you can and cannot do. It blows the doors off of even what you think you can do. Because when God adds his supernatural to our lives, it takes us from skimping and barely getting by to being blessed to be a blessing. Therefore, do not worry, but rather trust. Whew. This is life-changing. This is life-changing. If you can grab hold of the fact, all it takes is one revelation of who God is in your life. She took her revelation and she made a choice. She chose to be obedient. She didn't have to be. She could have said, you know what, all I have is this one meal. Why didn't you come last week when there was more? But this, we can't even begin to understand the sacrifice. She said she had enough for her and her son, and that was it. So making a loaf for the prophet took amazing faith that there would still be some left over. She took God at his word that if I give this tenth, if I give this small amount, he will provide for me. And she believed. She believed the word of the Lord. She took that revelation and she believed. If you need a revelation today, can I tell you? It's right here. It's right here. If there's something you're going through in your life, you don't have to worry anymore. He's already given you the answer. He's already placed the dream in your heart. He's already given you something. And you might say, well, Shelley, that was years ago. It doesn't matter. His timing is perfect. And if you'll be faithful when that door opens up to give what he tells you to give, this scripture says that this time frame where it says that they were provided for, I gotta find it, every day. That phrase, every day, when you look it up in the Hebrew, it is equivalent to a year. A year. This wasn't like every day for a week. It wasn't every day for a month. This jar that only had a tiny bit into it, every day had enough for her, her son Elijah, and the family. Can you imagine how miraculous that would be to go to your cabinet every day and stand in front of it and know that you took everything out yesterday and opening it up and there it is again? It's miraculous when you think about it. So often we just skim through these Bible verses, but this is a miracle that happened every day of her life. Every day. Every day. This is where God wants us to be living. He wants us to trust him and know he will provide for you every day. And it's not too little of a thing or too great of a thing. He's got it all covered. No matter what it is. Whew. Powerful, powerful word. Revelation. Let God reveal himself in your life starting today. So we tithe, and then we're people with a revelation of who God is. When you know who God is in your life, it only makes your level of trust deeper because you've proved him over and over and over again. And every time it's come out, he is faithful. He is faithful. Whew. I don't know about you, but that just gets me excited. Gets me stirred up that God has a plan. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, I just thank you so much for this amazing word that you have for us. I pray, Father, for revelation, for insight, for ideas, Father, for just a deeper understanding of who you are in our lives and the plans that you have for us. Father, I pray that you would reveal yourself to us in such a way, Lord, that we would know that we know that we know that we know God's got this. I thank you, Father, that we will do our part like she did. We'll be obedient, Lord, when the word comes forth to do this or do that, to go here or go there. We wouldn't stop and question. We wouldn't stop and worry. We wouldn't stop mentally go through all the checklists of why it's impossible. No, we would just go and do and watch you, Father, perform amazing miracles in our lives so that we can be blessed to be a blessing. Thank you for this word today. Seal it in our hearts and our minds, Father. Seal it in our hearts. I believe, Father, there are moments in time that each one of us in this room, if we looked back, we saw times, Father, when you revealed yourself to us as our provider. I pray you'd bring those things up, Lord. Stir them up inside us and help us to remember so that when we go forward, Lord, we can go, oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. I watched God provide back then, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless every seed that's sown today, Lord. Bless the sower. Multiply 100-fold back upon them, Lord. Let the harvest be so massive, Father, that we can continue to give and to be a blessing, Father, to those you've called us to touch and to reach. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So you get me again. If you don't have your notes, we have a notes page. If you need one, they're just right outside. I've just been really stirred up about this, and so Steve was like, well, you don't have to do it. I know your ankle. I'm like, no, the Lord gave me a word, so I want to do this. and the title today is, When You Turn a Christian Mom Upside Down, You Should Get a Wow. You should get a woman of the word. I remember when I was younger, that the first time that I figured that out, I think every kid about second grade, third grade, discovers that if you turn mom upside down, you get the word wow. I remember how I was like, no way, that is so cool. That is such a thing, that is so my mom, a wow. You know, you're so excited about it. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that there's a reason behind the wow, and that is being a woman of the word. You have on your little lesson things right there, some blanks, and you can fill them in with me right now. And it goes like this. One word from the Lord can change your life. One word is the first blank. If you live in that word daily, it will become your words. And that's the second blank, is your words. So the first one is one word. The second one is your words. Your words can move mountains and set in motion the destiny and the plans God has for your children. That's the second blank. So one word, second one is your words, third one is your children. Until one day it will become their words, and they will change the lives of those God has purposed for each of them to reach. Let me read it again. One word from the Lord can change your life. If you live in the word daily, it will become your words, and your words can move mountains and set into motion the destiny and the plans God has for your children, until one day it will become their words, and they will change the lives of those God has purposed for them to reach. One word. One word from the Lord. I can remember being a young mom, well, not young mom, a new mom, we'll do it that way, a new mom, and having these amazing little blessings in my life and reaching points that I had no idea what to do. And I remember calling my mom and saying, Mom, what do I do? And she would always say, you need to go back to the Word and you need to pray. The Lord will show you what they need. He's given them to you, so you are fully equipped to be able to do this. I remember at the time thinking, oh, can't you just tell me what to do? And sometimes she would share, you know, try this or try that. But when I would try different things, or I'd watch different programs, or I'd read different books, she'd always come back to, but Shelley, God knows what they need, and you can ask him, and he'll show you what they need. And so I learned over these past few years, or 21 years, that when you go to the Lord, he always gives you the answer that you need for your kids. Even if all it is sometimes is, you just need to wait, I've got this. I've got this. Whatever it is, the Lord has always provided an answer. You know, sometimes you think about it, well, number four, we should totally be able to do this by now because it's number four. Sorry, Luke. But Luke just kind of broke the mold on a couple of things in our lives, and I did a lot more praying because he just was very cheerful, and even when he would be disciplined, it would be, okay, Mommy. And I'd be like, but do you understand what I'm saying? But he tried to be a great kid, though. And he still has his smile, right? But as a parent, you can always trust the Lord with the things that you're going through with your kids, no matter what it is. One word from the Lord can change your life. And if you keep that word in you daily, it becomes your words. Because how often as parents do you, well, hopefully not the parents in this room, but you'll hear parents outside this room that will say, oh, you are so stupid, why are you doing that? I cringe when I hear parents say that. Because you're telling that child what they are. And granted, it might be something stupid that they are doing. But how about we say, you're such a smart kid, I know you're gonna figure this out. Your words can move mountains in their lives. It can move mountains and show them how to move mountains, right? And as you're sharing those words with your kids, it becomes their words. There's no greater joy as a parent than to hear your child self-talking about something or praying about something, and they're quoting the word. That's exciting. That just thrills your heart to no end, because it's not your words anymore, it's become their words. And when it becomes their words, then you know they have the tools they need to change their world. So you might be sitting in here today and you might be saying, well, I'm not a mom, so this doesn't apply to me. But oh yes, it does. It applies to every Christian. We need to be people of the word. But today we're especially going to look at a couple of moms. And the first is the mom we just talked about. In 1 Kings 17, 7 through 16, it's the widow of Zarephath. And in this story, the woman got a word from the Lord through Elijah the prophet that changed her life. Elijah's word to her was, go make the bread, and then you'll have the blessing. Elijah's word became her word when she turned to go. It's the action. All of a sudden, it's not just what I'm reading in the Bible. It's what I've taken for myself, and I've decided to go forth and do it. Amen? Those words, the words of Elijah that became her words, they affected her life, her son's life, and her family's lives. You see how this like multiplies? It's like all of a sudden you took this word for yourself, but now it's blessing your kids, and now it's blessing your whole family, all because you chose to take that one word from the Lord. So often people want, especially when I've been talking to moms, they want you to tell them every single thing that they need to do. But sometimes it's just one thing. Spend time in the Word. It's amazing what happens to a mom when she spends time in the Word. She starts becoming more like her Heavenly Father and less like her. And something happens. We see patience. We see love. We see gentleness. We see wisdom. Because when you spend time in the Word, you become more like it. Your thoughts change. How you think, how you react changes because you're becoming more like your Heavenly Father. One word from the Lord is powerful. The second mom I want you to look at is Hannah. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 1. She received a word from the Lord from Eli the priest. Hannah was unable to have children. And one day she was in the temple and she was crying out to God. And can I tell you something? If there is something lacking in your life, don't cry to a friend. Don't cry to a family member. Cry out to the Lord, because all that other crying isn't going to move diddly. Nothing. She cried out to her husband. He told her, "What am I supposed to do? I'm not God. I'm not in control of this." And when she turned to the Lord and cried out to the Lord is when Hannah got her answer. And Eli the priest said, "You are going to receive what you've asked the Lord for." Does it say that she argued with him about, "I've been barren all these years. That's totally impossible. Why would the Lord now?" No, 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 no. It says that she dried her tears, she put off the mourning, and joy came on that woman because she had a word from the Lord. And her word for the Lord not only touched her life, but she gave birth a year later, excuse me, to a son. Her promise and her talk with the Lord included, "If you'll bless me with a son, I will give him back to you." That son went back into the presence of the Lord, and that son became the next priest of Israel, and that son led Israel back to God. One word. One word that this mom took and said, "Yes, I receive that." How many people know that Hannah had multiple children after she had Samuel? The Lord continued to bless that woman with children. But she also opened up a door of blessing for her son. And then that blessing continued on to the nation of Israel. That's pretty powerful, right? To see that just one word from the Lord. She could have said, "No, I don't believe that," and walked out and stayed all sorry and feeling sorry for herself and the situation she was in. But she didn't. She grabbed hold. Say, "Grabbed hold." She grabbed hold of that word and said, "Yes, I'm going to be a mother. 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 I'm going to be a mother." She grabbed hold of that. She took what she felt like she heard from the Lord and didn't let go. And guess what? Her attitude and her heart toward God was something that was displayed in front of her son. And at a very early age, they say between 3 and 5, Samuel heard from God himself. One word. You may be thinking, "Well, I'm just a mom." Don't ever say that. Don't ever say you're just a mom. You are a mountain mover. You are a world changer, because you have no idea what your child is going to grow up to do. None. God knows. Do you think Hannah, in that moment of prayer, when the Lord said, "Yes, I'm going to give you what you've cried out to," do you think that she thought her son would be the next priest and the leader of Israel? I imagine years later, probably blew her mind. "Wow, Lord, look what you did. Look what you did through my son." Powerful. Because one word from the Lord is powerful. Now I want you to go over the New Testament and look at Luke chapter 1. Mary. Luke chapter 1, 26 through 38. Mary received a word from the Lord. Whew. Can you imagine if Mary had said no? Mary received a word from the Lord through the angel Gabriel. Each of these words have come differently to these women. But Mary did the same thing as the two women before her. She took hold of that word. She took hold of that word, and it changed Mary's life forever. But in Mary's life, we see something a little bit different. We see Mary's choice to say yes to the Lord put her in a vulnerable place, put her in a place that probably she was pretty much an outcast, because everybody knew Mary's child came out of wedlock. And Mary told everybody, an angel of the Lord told her she was going to have this son. Now, I just want you to stop and think again, because a lot of times we read through these Bible stories and we don't really think about what these people went through. But how many people today, if a young girl was not married and became pregnant and said she had an angel or had a baby because an angel told her, what would you all do? Mm-hmm. Right. Well, guess what? People haven't changed much. And I'm sure it was, yeah, right. Questioning, whispering, walking through town. They lived in their family community, so she's walking through town, and she's carrying the Son of God, and probably nobody believes her, well, outside of Joseph. But the Lord was gracious. He sent the angel again so that they could be one on this. So he didn't have to question or wonder. He knew. And I also believe that's why there was a tax. Because the Lord said, we're going to get you out of here and bring you over here into some place so you don't have to live with this. Because we serve a God who has a plan, and his plan is amazing, but he takes care of the little things. Amen? One word from God. His words became her word, literally. The word was in her, literally. Those words affected her life and her son's life. What did she say? Let it be as you say. That's what she told the angel. Let it be as you say. And then fast forward to the garden 33 years later, and what were his words? Let it be as you say. Jesus learned something from his earthly mother, and that was, when the Lord calls on you, you say, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Powerful. And then through her son's life, we see the whole world, every person that ever lived, was touched. One word from God is powerful. One last woman we're going to look at. She's a woman we don't often hear about. But I did some studying last week for our kids' class. And in Exodus 2, 1 through 10, we hear the story of Jochebed. It's a very powerful story, actually, if you do some research on it. She was a mom that we know already had two kids, because if you go further into Exodus, you find out that Moses had an older brother and an older sister. We know he had an older sister because in this part of the text, it talks about that the mom, Jochebed, sends Miriam down to the water to watch after the baby. So she already had two kids, and then she gives birth to a baby boy. And she saw something special in him. She saw something special in him. You can't see it at this point of the passage of Scripture, but all three of her children end up leaders and ministers at the end. So there was something powerful about this woman, Jochebed. Powerful. There was an anointing on her life, and she raised those kids in such a way that every one of them ended up in ministry, and every one of them ended up with relationships that were powerful with God. Powerful. So we know all this from gathering all these pieces together. But she gives birth to a baby boy in a time frame when Pharaoh does not want there to be any more men in Israel. So he sends out the word and he tells the midwives, I want every baby boy that's born to be killed as soon as it's born. But it says the midwives feared God and they didn't do it. So in this whole process, Jochebed gives birth to this baby boy and she sees something special. Her word came different. The others came from an outside source. I believe Jochebed's came from inside. A knowing in her heart, there is something big with this baby. And it was so powerful, the word says, that she hid him for 3 months. We talked about in our kids' class last week, do you think that was easy to hide a baby in your house for 3 months? And the kids said, no, they cry all the time. It was a difficult thing, but she did it. And in those days, the Israelites were slaves. So more than likely, Aaron and Miriam were part of that hiding process because their parents were out working. So it was a family thing to save this baby boy because mama says there's something special about him. And then it gets to the point she can't save him any longer in her home. So she makes a basket and she puts tar and pitch so that it will float. Now I want to correct something as I corrected last week. So often in all the movies and the cartoons, you see this mother put this helpless child in a basket and then put it in the river and it floats down the river. Can I tell you something? That is not what the Bible says. And it is totally contrary to who this woman was. She was smart. She was listening to the voice of God. She knew things. And she had a plan. And if you read the scriptures, it says she took that basket and she placed it in the reeds. Now, we don't have a mindset of what reeds are like, but when you look up reeds in Egypt, they are tall, they are condensed. So when you put that basket in the reeds, it's not going anywhere. And I'll tell you something else. This mama knew her stuff. This mama knew where the princess went to bathe. And when you know you have a child that is destined for something big, you have to find something big to protect it. So she placed that basket in a place where the princess, it wasn't a random thing, oh, let's go bathe over here today. No, no, no. There were specific places. Why? Because the reeds would hide the princess as she bathed from the viewers. Do you see? This is not chance. This is an accident. This is on purpose. Because God had a plan and Jochebed was listening to that plan all along. So she places him in the reeds. The princess comes down. They find the baby. They bring the baby out. Miriam runs home and says, Mama, the princess found him, and she says she needs someone to take care of him until he's grown. You know what it says in 1 Timothy? It says, from my infancy I was taught the word. Don't tell me when you speak the word over your children as infants, it doesn't make a difference. It does. It does make a difference. And I believe for the few years that Jochebed had him, she was telling him over and over and over and over and over again, God has a plan for your life. Jehovah has a plan for your life. He's going to use you. You're going to be a man of God that's going to change the world. God has a special plan for you. Over and over and over, she spoke the word into her son. And that word gave her the courage to let him go. Again, we read these Bible stories and you don't think about it. But she had the courage to let him go. Ow. That was a lot of courage, a lot of strength to be able to take him. She'd had him for about 2 to 3 years is when they were weaned, to take him and hand him over to somebody else. To be someone else's son. But she was determined because she had a word that this child was going to change the world. There was something special, something significantly different about him. Her words transformed her children, not just Moses, but Aaron and Miriam. Her word, now listen to this, moms. Her word brought her comfort when Moses' decisions and choices were contrary to the word that she had been given about him. She knew. She was there. She lived in the area. She heard how this man Moses killed someone. She heard how this man Moses was now wanted by Pharaoh. and she heard how this man Moses had fled. How many of you have children that are in this picture? That you're like Jochebed, you know there's a plan and a purpose, you know there's a destiny for their lives, but they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm here to tell you today, one word. That woman never gave up on her son. And you know how I know that? Because who came looking for his brother? Aaron. Aaron came looking for his brother. How did Aaron know to come looking for his brother? Because I believe Jochebed trained up those kids even after they were adults. You seek the Lord, you follow the Lord, and go get Moses. God has a plan for his life. One word from the Lord, and she never let go. I remember talking to my grandma before she started not being able to think as clearly about her kids. And she had a very famous scripture that she always stood on. It's on the bottom of your pages if you want to look at it. It's the first one. In Joshua 25:15b, it says this: "As for me and my house," which means household or family, "we will serve the Lord." One word. One word. And she would tell me, it doesn't matter whether you see it now or you see it later, all of my children will serve the Lord. Doesn't matter whether you see it now or you see it later, all my children will serve the Lord. Doesn't matter if you see it now or you see it later, all my children will serve the Lord. Even with my uncle, at the time he was deep into drugs and alcohol, not doing anything right in his life, but she would always say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." She never gave up. She never gave up. And you know the amazing thing about your prayer and your words? When you say your prayers, they're circling heaven. So even if you're not here to keep saying them, they're still circling. And your words, when you speak words, it's been proven they just keep going and going and going and going into outer space. So as a mom, when you speak that word over your kids, you can know whether you're here or you're not here. They are going to serve the Lord. Does that mean they're perfect? No. Aaron, Miriam, Moses, they were not perfect, but they fulfilled the plan and the destiny and the calling that God had on each of their lives because Jochebed. Because a mom chose to grab hold of a word that knowing deep inside her. Her word changed her children's lives. Her words changed Moses' life because she never gave up on him. And one day, her words became his words. And his words freed a nation. One word from God is powerful. My grandma didn't live to see my uncle be totally free. And he's not perfect, but none of us are perfect. But he has never gone back. He's never gone back. He may have hiccups, but he's never gone back. He's been set free. And when I hear people's stories about their kids, I want to tell them, don't give up. You have a word. Hold on to that word. And don't give up. Because God will be faithful. One word from the Lord can change your life. If you live in that word daily, it will become your words. And your words can move mountains and set into motion the destiny and the plans God has for your children. Until one day it will become their words. And they will change the lives of those that God has purpose for them to reach. So the question is this. What is your word? What is your word? Just like each of our children are individual and unique, their words for their lives are going to be individual and unique. You need to have a word so that no matter what they're going through, no matter what it looks like, you are holding on to that word. I can imagine if we could open up a person's heart and see what was inside when they pass away. I know what would be in my grandma's heart. It would be Joshua 24. She would still be holding on. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And maybe you don't have a word today. This is filled with promises. This is filled with things about your children that you may say, well, I don't know where to look or what to do. Well, what are they struggling with? What are they dealing with? Google it. And you'll find pages and pages of scriptures, but you don't need pages and pages of scriptures. You just need one word that will change their lives. When you hold onto that word and you say, oh no, I can imagine Jochebed when she heard about Moses. No, Aaron, Miriam, no. I know what the Lord told me. I am not letting go. Mom, now he's wanted by Pharaoh. No. I am not letting go. I have my word. Mom, he's fled the country. You said, no. I have my word. And the Lord will be faithful to my word that he has given me. And I will not let go. I will not let go. I will not let go. We need more godly Christian women to stand up and say, I will not let go of the word of God. I will not let go until I see with my eyes what I know the Lord has spoken to my heart about my children. I will not let go. We can't let the world tell us, well, this is just how it is. No. No, it's not. And we can change things when his word comes inside us and it becomes our words and we speak those words. It says when you speak to the mountain, it will be removed. We need to start speaking God's word to the mountains and watching them move. This is not a day and age for us to be women who are just sitting around crying about where our children are at or crying about where our grandchildren are at. Or crying about where our family is at. No, we need to be crying out to the Lord for them, asking the Lord, what is the word? I'm supposed to be praying over them. And then when he gives you that word, taking that word and not letting go until you see the fulfillment. Now I'll tell you, sometimes, like Jochebed, sometimes it might get a little rough. And you might be thinking, what in the world? Don't do it. Don't even go down that road. You say, no, I trust in the Lord. I've had a revelation, I trust in the Lord. Doesn't matter what they're doing right now, they will come to this place because I have a promise. I have a word. One word from God is powerful. One word from God is powerful. As a Christian mom, I know the power of having the word in me, of memorizing verses. When I didn't know what to do in a circumstance or a situation with my kids, I went to the word. There were days raising 4 under 5, I didn't feel like I can do it. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You find the verses that you need to help you. There were times where I would have something happen and I didn't know which one did it and none of them were telling me. Anybody been there before? Is it just me? So I would pray and I would tell them, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to the Lord about this and he's going to tell me which one of you it is, but it'd be a whole lot better if you told me first. And I would pray for wisdom. Sometimes the Lord would give me the answer when I started to pray. Other times I would hear, Mommy, I need to talk to you about something. It was me. Thank you. Thank you for telling me the truth. I would pray for wisdom. And like James says, he gives generously to all without finding fault. People say the Bible doesn't have an answer for everything. Oh, yes, it does. It does. But you have to get in it, and you got to read it, and you got to know it, and you got to plant it deep inside you. So that when you speak, when your child has something come up in their lives, your words aren't your words. Your words are His words that you're speaking into their lives. And you're watching God transform them and the mountains in their lives moving. Because the word inside you isn't just yours. They're His words flowing out of you. And then there's that amazing day where it's their words that they're saying. His word has become theirs. And you see that that word you've been holding on to has blossomed and bloomed into something amazing. You may be sitting here today and you may be saying, well, I didn't train up my child when they were younger. It's never too late. Never. Because the promises of God, they don't know time. They just know He promised it, so He'll fulfill it. You might be sitting here today and you might be saying, you know what, my child is just, I just can't reach them. You know what? He says, pray for the laborers that will come into their lives, that will be able to meet their need or be able to talk to them and tell them in a way that they'll listen to. You may be sitting here today and you may be saying, well, it's just, I don't know what to do. I'm going through this rough season and it seems like my child isn't listening or they're not paying attention or what. You pray and you ask the Lord what they need specifically. And God will show you. In the past, sometimes it's been, okay, well, maybe He'll tell me, call this person, they'll have the answer you need. And I'll call them, they'll have the answer. Sometimes it's reading in the Word, and a verse will jump out, and I'll know that's my answer. Other times it's in prayer, and the Lord whispers a still, quiet voice where I'm praying, and I'm wrestling with this, and I'm like, Lord, okay, I've quoted Your Word, and I hear this quiet voice say, this is between me and them. I've got this. You just rest. Whatever it is that you're looking at today with your children, God has the answer, and He gave them to you. So He will give you the answers to be able to accomplish what He's called you to do. Because He's faithful. He is so faithful. You may be sitting in this room today, you may be saying, well, I don't have kids. But you have people God has placed into your life on purpose, for a reason, to minister to their hearts and their lives. Maybe nieces, maybe nephews, maybe friends, maybe adopted, you know, surrogate kids. But God has them in your life for a reason. So when people are brought into your life and you feel like it's a parental role that you're playing, then that's a heavenly designation that the Lord has said, I will show you what to do because I've given them to you. One word. One word from the Lord can change your life. We have all kinds of biblical examples to remind us that God will be faithful to our prayers as we stand on His word for our children. And this is why. When you turn a Christian mom upside down, you get a wow. You get a woman of the word because she knows that one word from God can change anything. 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 Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for this word that You've given us. I thank You so much, Father, for the hope that's in this word, for the peace. Father, I just thank You for all the times, Lord, where I didn't know what to do, and You showed me, Father. And that's what I pray today for every person in this room that has maybe a heaviness on their heart for a child, or maybe there's a heaviness on their heart for nieces or nephews or sisters or whoever it is, Father. But especially for our children today, I thank You, Father, that they would cast their cares on You. You said Your yoke is light and easy. And Father, when we don't have the weight of that yoke, that heaviness upon us, Father, we're able to pray in freedom. We're able to pray in peace. We're able to pray with authority, God. And that's what I pray today, Lord, that you would anoint every woman in this room. I pray, Father, whatever stage of life that we are in as mothers, that you would direct us and guide us and lead us. You said whether we turn to the right or the left, you'll be that voice behind us saying, this is the way, Mom. Go this way. Go that way. Go this way. Nope, don't do that. Do this. You'll be there to show us, Father, exactly what we need to do. And I pray, Father, for every mom in this room, that you would give each of them a word for each of their children, a word that they can hold on to, Father, a revelation of who you've called them to be, and that they would hold on with all their might to that word and that promise and never let go until they see it fulfilled. I praise you, Father, that you are faithful to all your promises, all of them. So whatever word, whatever promise you give these moms today, Lord, I know you will be faithful to perform it. I pray encouragement for these moms, Father. I pray that you would strengthen them. Father, I pray that you would give them a supernatural strength, your joy that would well up within them, Father, that when they face these moments of uncertainty, Father, that there wouldn't be anxiety or fear or worry or maybe feeling ill-equipped, but no, Father, what would rise up within them is, nope, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can parent my child. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God to be able to know what they need. I pray, Father, you would transform who they see themselves as through your word so that when they turn to their kids, that's how they're going to see themselves parenting their kids, is who you see them to be. Pillars. Beautifully adorned pillars, because that's who we are, Father, as women of God, beautifully adorned pillars. Strength is in us, Father. Wisdom is in us. Joy, peace, instruction, patience, kindness, all of these things are already in us, Father, and we thank you that they are rising up in us today. That we're going to go out, Father, and we're going to change the world one child at a time. And we thank you, Lord, today that we would never underestimate the power of one word from you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the men and women that are going to come from our families that are going to be mountain movers, world changers, gospel reaching to the ends of the earth children. We call them forth today, wherever they're at. We say, in the name of Jesus, you turn around and you come back to the kingdom of God. If they're in the kingdom of God, but they become complacent, we speak to them now and we say, you will be lit on fire by the power of God, and it will be so enormous that you just can't help but share the gospel. You can't help but share what's in your heart. For those who have children, Father, I thank you from an early age, they are going to love the Lord with all their hearts, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength. They are never going to turn away from the kingdom of God and for the words that we've instilled in them. We thank you, Father, today that these things are done in our children's lives, and we just say yes and amen, and so be it today. And I thank you, Father, for the praise reports that are coming in, for the children that are aligning themselves up with the vision and the word you have given us for their lives. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. When you turn a Christian mom upside down, you should get a wow. A woman of the word. So get your Bibles out, ladies, and become a student of this. Make this your number one priority and watch God do the miracles. Amen? Amen.